This is Radio Boston. I'm Jamie Bologna. We'll start today with a veteran and a Gold Star father. Events in Afghanistan are hitting close to home for both of them here in Massachusetts. John Velas is a state senator and served in Afghanistan in the summer of 2018. And Steve Exaros is a state representative and a Gold Star father. His oldest son, Nicholas, died at the age of 21 on the battlefield in Afghanistan on July 23, 2009. We reached both legislators earlier today, and we began with Senator Velas's reaction to the scenes from Kabul.
Oh, it's tough. It's heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching. Some of the images that were flashed, you know, with the Taliban right outside of the U.S. embassy, where I've spent a lot of time in Kabul, and then being at a table in the presidential palace, a place that I've been to many times, at that table, sitting down, having conversations with members of the Afghan government, trying to get to a place where we could have a peaceful resolution to Afghanistan and Afghans could live a great, prosperous life. To see the Taliban occupying that table and outside of our embassy, again, heart-wrenching to say the least. With respect to the people that are there, I just find it morally reprehensible, really is the only phrase that I could use to describe it. When you have so many people that did so many things for us. I mean, 2 days ago, I was speaking to a linguist who is in Afghanistan right now, still obviously, and he was crying on the phone and he said, I have been left behind. And he was explaining to me that the Taliban, as we were on the phone, were going around knocking on doors, you know, checking cell phones, checking paperwork. So, I mean, we have a moral obligation to get those individuals who helped us outside of that country.
So these folks who you fought alongside with, these Afghan allies, right, as you said, linguists, interpreters, anyone else who provided aid to the U.S. military or served in the Afghan government, you're the author of this letter to federal colleagues signed by some 70 Massachusetts legislators saying that we must make every effort to get our Afghan allies out. Have you heard from any of our delegation? What's the movement on that?
Yeah, I've been in constant conversations with members of the delegation in their offices. They get it. They understand it. I'm not 100% convinced that the average person back here in America, in Massachusetts, understands the true sacrifice of these linguists and cultural advisors. And kind of just to give you another example, I spoke with another linguist who I worked closely with back in 2012, 2013. And at the base that I was stationed at, it was FOB Smart. And right outside of that base on April 6, 2013, a day that will forever be kind of stitched in my mind. There was a foot patrol of U.S. service members, as well as obviously Afghan linguists, translators, and foreign service officers. In fact, the attack that ensued, which was a car bomb, three U.S. service members, the first foreign service officer, only foreign service officer that was killed in Afghanistan, Anne Smedinghoff, as well as an Afghan doctor. This linguist that I was talking to was on that foot patrol on April 6, 2013, and he got blown up, broke several bones in his body, and he's now living to tell the story. He has since been relocated here, but he's got family members over there. He's got fellow linguists over there. So these aren't people that stayed back on the base as U.S. service members kind of walked out and did their thing. They were right next to us as we were doing it. I offer that really just to say that they were right next to us, walking with us, unarmed, throughout the streets of Afghanistan. And you
serving
know, I always
with
say
you, really.
This: 100%, 100%. I firmly believe that we need to get all of these people out of this country.
So let's talk about sacrifice, Representative Exaros. Can we talk about your son Nicholas, killed in action in 2009? Served in the Marines in Afghanistan, and maybe you hear this a lot, but I do want to say it. I'm sorry for your loss.
Hey, thank you. These are tough times, but I just so impressed with Senator Velas. You know, we're talking with an American hero. So when he speaks with credibility. My son, Nick, you know, would have been someone like him. He loved his country. He was just a boy, you know, that like a lot of others that, you know, played baseball and football. And he was the big brother to three others, you know, Ashlyn, Elizabeth, my twin daughters, and Alex, his little baby brother. He was like a big brother to everybody. And on September 11th, when we were attacked by these evil people, he was 13. And I remember the moment. A day later, we were walking through a supermarket, and he pulled me aside. He said, "Dad, I'm gonna be a Marine, and I'm gonna fight for our country." And you know, he was only 13, and I felt immediate like pride, but also worry. When he turned 17, he went to the recruiter, not them finding him. He went to their office. And you know, there's a moment I'll never forget when, almost like a movie scene, a Marine in the dress blues is sitting in my kitchen with my wife and I and, you know, 17-year-old Nick, and asking us to sign the papers because he was so young. My hand wouldn't move when I had the pen in my hand. And I signed those papers, and he went on to graduate high school. And a week later, he was at boot camp, and we couldn't wait to get letters from him. You know, they don't call home. They write letters. And we would wait by the mailbox. We were so proud, and we still are. And despite, you know, what's happening and what we see on, you know, it's so hurtful to me. I can't watch the news. Yeah. But as a dad, it's hard to watch.
If you could talk to Nicholas now about what's happening, what would you say to him?
I think he would say to me, he was very wise, because I'm not the type to sit on the sidelines. He would say to me, "Dad, let it go. Let it go. It's okay." And what I would say to him is, "I miss you, and I'm proud of you." And I know there's the greatest generation, but this is the next greatest generation. Senator Vilas, they volunteer. Every one of these young men and women from all walks of life, you know, and they volunteered to go. And so what I would tell him is, "I'm proud of you. And yes, I miss you, and it breaks my heart, but we focus on the good." And he never got to tell me about Afghanistan. He just screamed into the phone. He made one phone call, and he screamed in. He said, "Dad, I'm tired." And he fought in Iraq, you know, on the ground. He was infantry. And he said, "I just can't wait to come home. I'm tired." And he said, "It's really bad here." So I, you know, they pushed out. That's called the Summer of Decision. Summer of 2009, President Obama sent 12,000 Marines to Afghanistan during the killing season, which is the summertime. And It was horrible, and Nick's battalion lost 14 men. But they're all brave, and we need to make sure that the ones that made it home know that their service was not in vain, that they helped free a country, they helped let women and children walk the streets, they set the tone for the future, that we are Americans and we will spill our blood all over the world and never take over a country. Just put them back on their feet.
We should all be proud of your son. Representative, I also want to ask you what you've been hearing from other Gold Star families. Have you been talking to them?
Yeah, that's a great question. I try to set them straight because, you know, we're all different. We all grieve differently. For me, it's been 12 years. When it first happened, I was suicidal. I wanted to be with my son, you know, and that's normal. And I'm not shy about that. That's a feeling. But we you know, you fight on, you find a purpose, and the purpose is to help others. And so what I try to tell them is, don't focus on, you know, the bad that we see. That will settle. Shame on the suits in Washington, not the boots on the ground. The boots on the ground did their job. So I try to tell other Gold Star families, stay proud of who you raised, and never let anyone take that away from you or us. That's the way it is. We stick together despite politics. Don't let that get in your way. We stick together. We raised American heroes.
Senator Velez, thinking too of the living, of those seeking refuge now, I'm wondering from your perspective what role Massachusetts should be and is playing in getting folks out, keeping folks safe from Afghanistan, both U.S. service members and Afghans.
I'd be remiss if I didn't just say this. You know, the rep used the word hero. Nicholas is a hero. His family is a hero. Gold Star families are the most precious asset we have in this world. You know, there's all this conversation about right now, you know, U.S. service members, you know, did we win the war? Did we lose the war? Was the sacrifice in vain? And I think that largely misses a point. You know, whatever's happening right now, to quote the rep, that's the suits in Washington, D.C. who did that. The suits have lost this war, not the service members. So what we need to do, you know, our obligation, we need to take care of the Gold Star families. And for those who are coming back with injuries, we do everything we can to take care of them and let them know that their sacrifice will never be in vain. And then we take certain steps, kind of revisiting the letter, to take care of our allies who walked those streets with us, who made it. So the efforts we put in, you know, that's not in vain. Again, the world is watching us. And make no mistake about it, what we do with our allies in Afghanistan right now is something that current, future adversaries are looking at it. The world is watching us to see what we do right now.
So Representative Ixaros, Senator Velez just said, you know, it was the suits in Washington who lost this war. Do you agree? And from your perspective, what is the lasting legacy of this war?
Great question. I don't like the sound of that we lost this war. You know, when Nick was killed horribly, it was horrible. But about a month later, President Obama and his wife flew to Cape Cod here and met with me and my wife and my three siblings, Nick's siblings. It wasn't just to shake hands, it was to talk. And he was very, you know, kind and compassionate. And I'll never forget talking with him. He hugged everybody. He said his kind words to my Alex and Elizabeth and Ashlyn and Lisa. And then he pulled me aside, man to man. And he said, I'm about to make my decision about Afghanistan. Now, this is August 2009. And the President of the United States said to me, what do you want me to do? And I told him, you keep fighting. You know, we don't give up. Keep fighting. And I'll never forget what he said. He said, when I make my decision, I will think of Nicholas.
So last question then, Senator Velez. What's next for U.S. service members and our legacy in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I think, I just want to add, I was, you know, really the sentiment that I was expressing was, it wasn't U.S. service members that got us to the point we're at today. I would argue it's virtually impossible to say, did someone win or lose a war, particularly in a place like Afghanistan, such a hybrid environment where you're dealing with things like counterinsurgency, when you're dealing with coin doctrine, you're just dealing with so many things out there. I think what's next is, you know, we need to ensure that everybody is out of there that helped us. And then I think it really involves kind of sitting back and seeing, okay, what's next? What does the new Taliban government do? The message that I'm getting from the folks on the ground is don't believe a word they're saying.
That's State Senator John Velas from the 2nd Hampton and Hampshire District. He did 2 tours of duty in Afghanistan with the United States Army Reserve. State Senator Velas, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And State Representative Steve Exaros, he represents the 5th Barnstable District and is the Gold Star father of United States Marine Corporal Nicholas Exaros. Representative, thank you as well.
Thank you. God bless. Live worthy.